Wow. I didn't expect you to be on time. I just got my beer. Yeah, most adventurers keep me waiting. But you're punctual, huh? I like that. It's real professional. Grab a seat. I'll tell you all about the job. Whew. You, any good with those swords? Hey, I'm just asking. You're gonna need to be. And I don't see a lot of you dual-wielding types. Takes a lot of patience, eh? Right. I'll cut out the small talk then. Sorry. It's been a while since I shared a drink with a looker. So, the job. There's an abandoned manor we need you to investigate. More specifically, the garden inside the manor. Yeah, you know how it goes. The place was owned by a wizard back in the day, and now it's all creepy. It's about a week's ride away. Oh, what's the catch? There's always a catch. The locals say it's haunted, and you're the third sword for hire we've sent there. I guess you would be swords for hire. What happened to the other two we sent? The first came back raving that it was haunted, and we haven't seen the second guy. Actually, no one has seen the second guy. No, I didn't pay him in advance. Do I look like an amateur to you? I mean, it's possible he saw something and got spooked and ran. Or he died. You can use a little magic, right? My boss says it's time to send in someone with more skill. You know some healing magic? Protection and purification? Good. Can you get rid of evil spirits? Look, if I wanted to hire someone from the church, I would have. They're way too expensive. You can break curses. Good enough for me. Sure, hit me with your questions. I like looking at you. Oh, don't worry. It's perfectly legal. The manor has been abandoned for half a century. The family that owned it is, all dead, most likely. None of them have come to claim it. My boss bought the salvage rights, but no one can do the damn looting. Look, I've got a flat rate for making the place unhaunted. If you want to loot it after, we go 50-50. Sound good? All right, let's shake on it. Good luck. Don't die. You still sure about that drink? Jeez, okay. I get it. Your horse is waiting for you. Can't blame a gal for trying. You are an adventurer. After accepting a job to cleanse a haunted manor garden, you ride into the horizon. The dark grasslands are a blur underneath your horse, and the moon rises up to greet you like an old friend. You feel the weight of your swords at your waist and the wind in your hair. And for a moment, you swear you're the only person in the world. After 6 days on the road, you see a haunted manor on the hill. The shape of it is sunken, jagged, and strangely sad. You dismount and approach on foot. The garden is in the back, an open room with large broken windows, a shattered glass ceiling, and a twisted maze of rose bushes. Every brick and slab of wood has been reclaimed by nature, and a shiver runs through you as you stand at the entrance to the maze. An ivy-coated iron gate supported by crumbling marble pillars. You consider waiting until morning. But the night wind stills and you move forward. If there is evil here or a haunting, it would be best to know now. You pass dried fountains and rusted brass archways. Stepping over the vines and patches of clover. There are circles of bright orange mushrooms. Fairy rings. You note their location. Clusters of fireflies drift through the pillars of sunken gazebos. It is strangely picturesque and lively. Which is what makes it so shocking when you come across a corpse. It's skewing across the stone walking path, face down. You blink, and the image of a beautiful woman floats before you. Her hair moves as if it's in water, and her gaze is hard and cold. She has gone so quickly, you question if you saw her. But then you hear a whisper in your ear, chilling and soft. Another fool enters my garden. Turn back, adventurer. There is nothing for you here. You're defiant, aren't you? Pride goeth before the fall. Don't say you weren't warned. You cut my vines before they could catch you. Being quick with your blades won't save you, you know. I've ended your kind before. Greedy, greedy adventurers. You're a fool to press on, but I welcome you. Your arrogance sustains me. It will make your end all the sweeter. Maybe that's what I'll call you. A fool. Why do you approach the corpse? Is my fool a necromancer? I see no signet ring, and you don't smell of death's kiss. Of course you're going to loot the body. Checking to make sure you have room in your bag first. Shameful. Shameful. Greedy fingers always searching. Stealing. You... What was that spell? What did you put on it? What did you put on the body? Preservation and protection? Why have you done this? In case a necromancer is sent for the body. No doubt you do this in exchange for a suitable reward. You will not live to claim it. Because you are unwelcome, I will cast you out either by soul or by body. Death is the kindest gardener. She gives the soil such nourishment with the corpses, the vessels that she leaves behind for me. Your flesh will feed my garden, fool. You'll be mine for years. And I'll enjoy watching you feed my flowers. Press on, sweet fool. Press on. I will end you intimately and slowly. I promise that when your mortal coil is shed, my voice will be the last thing you hear. It's brave of you to harvest those carrots. You would trust the food grown in my garden. I will offer whatever commentary I wish. Your adventure is mine to critique, and your end is mine to facilitate. No, I will not tell you my name. There is power in such an introduction. I know these things well. You talk a great deal. I am not your companion. You search so slowly. Overturning every bush, every vine. It's amazing how the greed of adventurers drives them to such lengths. What treasure do you think you'll find in a dead rose bush? baby rabbits and their mother. They hold no jewels or gold for you. You would feed them the carrots you picked. But not before purifying them with your magic. No? What do you mean, no? You enchanted the food to sustain them. Because a family of rabbits would not live here if the food was poisonous. I will not be swayed by your false charity. Leave me. Leave this place already. I will kill you. Does that mean nothing? You already saw the corpse of the other I ended. Yes, they died face down. That is how I prefer to kill them. You think they tripped running away? I designed it to be so. That is how I drove them away. And you should leave too. I'm telling you to go. There isn't any treasure here. I will endure no more of you. You are the worst I have ever encountered. The next time I see you, I will kill you. And you will feel every inch of your body die. It will be so slow. I will take my time with you to make you pay for your defiance. Savor each breath you take in my garden, every beat of your heart. Your body works so hard to keep you alive, and it's all for naught. These are your last hours. And if you don't turn back, I will be the last thing you hear before you die.
Well, well. After hours of searching in a place you don't belong, I see you have finally dared to rest. The fool must be exhausted. My vines have been so playful. You won't be able to cut them with your swords forever. Brag about surviving this far all you wish. It does not change your fate. Why do you set out 2 teacups? That tea, the scent is so familiar. What did you call it? Chamomile? It is chamomile. Truly, you are a fool. It is no concern of mine whether you've only read the word. I will not be laughed at. You are filled with audacity and ignorance. Yes, I am visible to you now only because I wish to be so. You search my garden so thoroughly, acting as if you belong here. So I will make myself at home on your picnic blanket. Turnabout is fair play. I will take your tea. And I see the questions in your eyes. I will indulge you. But we will trade questions and take turns asking. Because I am gracious, the fool may go first. Remember, I have refused my name. No, I do not remember dying. My turn. Are you not scared? You think you are unafraid, but you're really just foolish. If you had any sense, you would be terrified. What a strange question. If I am not in the garden, then I am cold. I have to be here. I can tell you no more. It is my turn. What is your favorite flower? The hydrangea. A curious answer. Because it means unity, forgiveness, understanding, and grace. Really? They say if you burn the bark, you can use it to break the curse of a witch. No, there are no hydrangeas here. Is that what you are looking for? It is not two questions. Fine, it is your turn. Ask. This garden, was my uncle's, yes. He was a wizard. You only ask that because you want magic treasure. You're just some greedy thief. I keep telling you there is no treasure. This isn't your place to pillage. You have to leave. Why won't you go? I don't like talking about him. I should be fighting you, striking you down, and I will. And so you flee to the fairy ring. Clever. This isn't the end, adventurer. A circle of mushrooms won't protect you forever. Why do you taunt me? I would lash out if I could. I would strike you down. Yes, I would kill you. I'm not doing it because you are hiding in the fairy ring, like a coward. What game are you playing? I know you're kind. You think because you have beautiful eyes that everyone is charmed by you. I am not. Why am I not attacking? You are so foolish. Everyone knows that a ghost cannot enter a fairy ring.
No, I have not tried. Your persistence is annoying. I should wait for you to starve. What? If I try to enter the fairy ring, you will leave? I'm hesitating only because I wish to kill you by my own hand. Your persistence is annoying. Fine. I will demonstrate why I cannot... I see it. My hand. When I reached through, I... Do you see this? My fingers, my wrist. It looks like the appendage of a living girl. I forgot the color of my flesh. My nails. Yes, I can feel your hand touching my own. Holding it. Don't stop. Don't let go. Step inside with you. Into the ring. I'm scared. All right, I'm stepping over the threshold. Oh! Oh! You caught me. I'm not used to this sensation. Legs underneath me. My limbs. By all the gods, I am wearing a dress. I can feel the wind on my cheeks. How is this possible? What have you done? No, if I'm not a ghost, then what am I? Cursed? No. No, I can't be cursed. I... I will tell you more, yes. But only if you continue to hold me. You are so warm. My uncle said I'm not supposed to tell anyone. There were people who came to the manor to steal from him, he said. Powerful wizards are always a target. Adventurers want to kill and loot them. He told me to hide in the garden. He wanted me to stand on the sigil. It was the only way for me to be safe. And then I could protect him and the manor. I could never remember this. Why is my head suddenly so clear? The fairy ring. I always thought I couldn't go in them. You are very good at this, aren't you? Oh, he was supposed to come back. It was so cold, I thought I died, and everyone called me a ghost. What? It's been half a century? 50 years. The trees have gotten so much bigger. I always suspected. This is so much.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to hurt you. Not really. I just wanted you to go. And then I didn't want you to go. I scared the others off, but you were so gentle in my garden, pouring tea and feeding the bunnies. It was nice. I liked watching you. You appreciate things that live, things that grow. And women who are cursed. Oh, I don't mean to cry. I just... Do you know how to help me? How to undo this? Yes, the sigil is well hidden. I can tell you where it is. That's what you were looking for. Oh, you're wonderful, aren't you? I'm so sorry I tried to hurt you. You could tell my heart wasn't in it. I'm scared to leave the fairy ring. What if I try to hurt you again? What if I forget? Okay, yes, I will breathe. I should stay here. That will really help. And you say I'm not really here anyway. All right. You've shown me your character. I trust you. I will tell you where it is. Listen carefully. You walk through the garden. Feeling the shadow of a hand holding your own. The trees bow to you as you walk, and you hear a grateful sigh on the wind. The animals peek out from the bushes to watch you with curious eyes and tilted heads. Then, deep within the haunted garden, you see it. Right where she said it would be. The sigil. And resting atop it, you see a statue of the woman who was haunting you. It is carved from marble and covered in glowing runes. Her expression is filled with longing. And as you step closer, you hear the beat of her living heart. You place your hands over the heart of the statue, listening, breathing. You pause, and then the magic within you flows out of your fingers like water. It runs down the marble and floods the crevices of the runes. The garden grows still. You breathe, feeling your chest swell with the inhale. And you pause. And then with bated breath, you exhale. The rest of your breath leaves you in a rush as the statue crumbles under your fingers. revealing the living, whole body of the girl who thought herself a ghost. You catch her as she falls, and she looks up at you, blinking in disbelief. You did it. Out of all the people that came to my garden, you're the only one who saw me for what I was. I'd forgotten. I thought I was a ghost. Thank you. Thank you so much. Please don't let go of me. Your arms feel incredible.
$199, $200. Congratulations. You're lucky my boss keeps their word. You did make the place less haunted. Only now we lost the salvage rights because some long-lost family member came out of the woodwork, and I guess they technically own the manor. Ugh, I hate bureaucracy. And I need another drink. Yeah, you do good work, though. I'll give you that. Wanna come along for a job I just took? Oh yeah, it's a riot. Some ranger swears her old party turned her into a sheep. Yeah, now she's hellbent on vengeance. It's dumb, but I mean, the money's good. No, but you're gonna slide me a piece of paper across the bar? Did you raise your rates on me? Don't let my compliments go to your head. A wedding invitation? Wow. I guess I never am getting that drink with you. Fine. I'm woman enough to admit when I'm a little jealous. Yeah, you're gonna settle down? That's cute. Wait. Wait, this invitation says you're getting married at the manor, you de-haunted. You son of a... Weeks later, the two of you are married in the garden, surrounded by adoring friends and family. And the woman who gave you the job that introduced you, who is only slightly resentful. You exchange your vows inside the fairy ring where you first touched. And you feel the spring sunshine pouring down on you, kissing your cheeks. At night, the two of you sleep like bunnies, curled around each other, safe and warm. And you live happily ever after.